about ice cutting that went on in the river? Were you involved in that at all?
Well, I worked with them a lot. They had the ice houses, and that was thick walls, and it was insulated with sawdust, you know. And that building was sunk in the ground probably, 20 feet in the ground. And then they would cut this ice in fields, see. They'd mark it off like that, and then they'd cut that ice with a... Well, there were some of them that had a saw that they would hook behind a horse, and they'd just pull him along like that, and that would cut that ice except about 2 or 3 inches at the bottom, see. And then when they got this all sawed out in square chunks, that must have been about 3 foot square, I guess, 2.5, 3 foot square, something like that. Then they'd chip that with a chipper, see, and then they'd float them down and load them in wagons and haul them to the ice house, see. Then, of course, in the summertime, they'd have to get them back out again, see. But there was a fellow by the name of C.P. Hendrick, was his name. He ran a restaurant downtown there on the ice. Oh, it's been days filling those ice houses. So they probably have sometimes 20, maybe 25 wagons hauling into those ice houses, you know. You can't put ice in an ice house and in a big bunch and then cover it around the edges, insulated with sawdust over the top of it, around it like that. Oh, if you would put it in there and never bottle it, I'll say, why, by July, you'd hardly notice that there was any of them melting away. They'd be a little some, see. Well, they had a saw made for that, see. They'd had some that was made for men to use, had handles on them that short like that, you know, they'd be... Well, maybe long, 6, 7 foot long, see. And then they'd have some that they'd pull behind a horse, and they'd take this horse and go down the line and saw it off, you know. But like I said a while ago, they wouldn't quite saw through it, see. And then when it got to the place they needed it, they could just chip it loose.